Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stang. Brown moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Hauser moves to third. Chance moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. George Banks pinch hits for Lee Stang. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Banks reaches second base with a double. Held moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Salmon moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Ed Rakow now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Salmon scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chance for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy John now pitching. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bruton steals third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Jerry Walker now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Luplau moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luplau scores. Salmon moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas pinch hits for Ed Rakow. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Navarro now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Woody Held. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Navarro. Agee moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Larry Brown now playing second base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Julio Navarro. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing first base. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Sam McDowell now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.